Oh, what? Already? Is it on?
Everybody demanded.
Hold on. But wait.
Live during the intro?
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
I don't want you
anymore. Yes, baby, I told you before. You went away and you said you left me. And now you live in misery. Although you want me to take you back, you said you're sad about this and that.
And welcome back! Another edition of one of the finest but most despised podcasts in all the land, the Oh No Radio Show.
Yeah.
My name is Owen. I'm the captain of your shit ship, and I'm going to guide you through these seas. We've already been through an interesting evening, but I'm going to step it up another notch because, ladies and gentlemen, I am greeted by the lovely Jessica Polly, who decided to stick around. Thank you so much for sticking around, Jessica.
Yay.
With us, of course.
Thank you for having me.
Tom, thank you for joining us this evening.
Tom's in the closet.
Zach's still here. Ty's still here.
Yes.
I'm still captaining this shit ship. And I got one thing. I got one thing that we all need to just applause very, 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 very loudly, with enthusiasm, with as much gusto as we can muster.
Okay.
No longer are the days of the drips. No longer are the days of Tupperware catching the small droplets of water around the studio, around my whole entire home. No, sirs. I have to announce that there is a brand new roof on Oh No Radio Show Studios.
Less leaky.
We have come so far.
Holy
no
shit.
No more leaks.
No more leaks.
What?
No more leaks.
It's sad, though, because it kind of takes a little bit of the character out of the studio.
No.
Yeah, I walked in. There wasn't five fucking Tupperware pieces around the fucking studio.
I know, man. The drippiness.
Look at all this table space.
My gear is safe over here and under the vent where
look
it leaks.
At it. It's I even put a tablecloth over a bunch of boxes to make it look better for you. And
man, that, this place is
beautiful,
Owen.
it's great.
It's night and day already. I don't know if you could smell it,
it's
Tom,
got that
when you
new
came
roof
in.
Smell.
Did you smell the new roof smell?
I smelled it.
Teresa noticed it when she came in. I smelt it.
I thought it was something else.
Smelt?
Smelt is not a word.
I like smelt better.
Smelt?
Smelt is what you do with metals.
I know, but fuck it. Tonight we smelt it.
Tonight we smelt it.
Smelt that shit.
We smelt the motherfucking roof off the place. I will tell you, though, that getting your roof done reminds you very instantly what sort of schedule other people are on in the world.
Real
like,
people?
Like, damn, these motherfuckers wake up early.
Motherfucker. Okay, so my landlord tells me it's going to be like between, I want to say, I think he said between 7 and 8 they're going to start. Did you fall
Ty,
out of your...
did you just fall?
Ty has just fallen out of his chair.
I thought I could do it.
He literally just fell out of his chair.
He literally has just fallen out
of his
chair.
What a show. He is so excited to be here.
I tried to get a beer.
My story is good, Ty, but it's not that good that you need to be falling out of chairs. Nice. No, it's one of those things. He tells me it's like between 7 and 8. These motherfuckers at 6:30 are like, I can hear like an army of Mexicans running on my roof.
On your roof.
Like, it is an army
Wait,
of
Mexicans. Wait, were they actually an army of Mexican being spoken?
Yes.
And this, you didn't know this was happening?
Slash
this was
Spanish.
Like,
I got told the night before.
Spanish man.
When I came home
with
from work.
With a suntan.
We're not racist.
My landlord told me it was happening within the next few weeks. But then, like, okay, randomly I come home from work. There's a post-it note on my door that's telling me
says
that,
roof, period.
Yeah, roof. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Move the cars.
Morning, underlined.
There's something on your window still. Is that
that
is?
Well, it's a permit to do the roof. It's a construction permit.
Okay.
I have to call him tomorrow to see if I can pull that bitch down.
Oh, so it was legit.
Down.
Okay.
Oh, no.
They got permits
there was an
shit?
Army of Mexicans. Like, I'm telling you, there was an army of Mexicans on my roof and all around my house.
Did you get to know any of them? You talk to
no.
them? Hang out?
Did you just climb right up there and start talking to them?
They're probably cool.
I come out. I know shit's going on. First off, we wake up to like they are working.
Did it sound like Seven Nation Army, but One Nation Army?
It's pretty much. So I
yes.
Boom, 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 boom. We're here to measure.
We want our tacos.
I'm here to wake you up, motherfucker.
We're gonna wake you up.
I'm gonna pound on your roof all year.
I'm sorry, I thought this wasn't the Ono showcase. What's going on?
And we're back.
But no, they were banging on the roof. I kind of like, of course, wake up, try and go back to sleep, You can't really sleep through that. So you're woken up from, I'm woken up like 2 hours early. How inconvenient.
You're fucking angry,
right? How inconvenient.
Can I introduce an idea that I've had for a long time? And I just got to say it before I forget. And we're talking about roofs.
Okay.
Some sort of musical called Mildred on the Roof. Like.
Okay.
But I'm talking about.
Where's Ty going with this?
Yeah, All right.
Where are we going with this, Ty?
Fiddler?
No. Now I'm intrigued. No.
Yeah. Go on, Ty.
Mildred on the Roof.
This is Ty's Golden Girls on the Roof. With singing.
Why are they on the roof?
Are they on the roof, Ty?
Mildred needs a new roof, much like you need a new roof. Well, maybe not anymore.
They're trying to save themselves money by doing it themselves.
Yeah, and they all get together and
the
they
town
have a
bands together
time.
Around them, like yep. because if they're doing some awesome moves upon those roofs.
I'm just saying, it could capture all your hearts.
I look forward to watching this at the Fringe Festival next year, Ty.
What drugs are
Jessica?
You doing?
Make it happen. Make Mildred on the
I know
the
you can make
happen.
Me do, make this happen. Damn
yeah.
it.
Yeah, this is going to be Ty.
Hey, maybe we could play the Golden Girls. My dream could come true.
To be a transsexual.
No, just to dress up as the Golden
Girls. Senior citizen.
Yeah, none of that.
In
none
a theater
that.
Show?
Yeah, sure.
That's your dream?
Yeah, I like your
I
dreams.
I am really high.
Pretty good dreams.
I like them.
Sorry
like
to interrupt all your stories.
No.
That was so deep, Ty.
It's honestly fine, but you know we're awoken. Wait. We're awoken by it the first day, and I kind of fly out of bed at one point when I'm just done with it. I'm just like I want to see what's going on. I'm peeking out all the windows. And
like
I finally,
a crackhead.
Well, no,
he's
because
fitting right in this neighborhood.
There's like three trucks like parked around my house. There's this lift that's like a man lift that's a really big one going up and down to carry the Mexicans.
Like a condor.
You know,
sweet man lift,
and they throw like the debris in there too, and then they kind of like empty it out at the bottom, and it's like they're going up and down. And so I'm just like watching them, and I open my door, and I see another truck that I didn't even know was there, like literally parked like on my porch almost. Like if you couldn't have been any closer.
You walk out to truck.
I walk out to truck. So then I have to like walk around it to like get to my car. I'm like, well, this is convenient. I'm like dodging fucking pieces of like shrapnel flying off.
But you're not mad, are you?
Shrapnel? You act like this is a war zone. Get out of here.
It was a war zone, Zach.
There's fucking shrapnel.
There was an army of Mexicans
attacking
my home.
On his porch.
Hasn't your roof been fucked up since you moved? In all honesty.
It took about a year.
And for them to get it done in 2 days, dude, that's fucking rough.
No, they
dude.
Did. It seems
You're
like
not
they
mad.
Did it good. No,
You're
I'm
happy.
Not mad. I'm super happy. They busted ass. They got it done in 2 days. My buddy across the street, one of them that knows a good bit about construction, she was telling me all about like.
Oh, they did it right.
Oh, no. She's like, I was watching them. They did it good. And like. Nah,
you know
happy
of construction.
With my new roof. I'm
you
pretty
know,
happy with my new
you
roof.
You know if construction companies are doing it shitty, though. Like if your neighbor's getting a renovation, you can just tell, like because you see their habits, like are they like and obviously their work, like you can see it. You know if they're doing shitty.
This was a reputable company apparently, and the way you tell is that
is how many Mexicans work for them.
Well, not only how many Mexicans, but then there's also a white
foreman.
And he is sitting on a lawn chair.
Yeah.
In just watching
what?
Them.
No
like,
way.
Like, he's sitting on a lawn chair.
That really fucking happened?
And yes, he had a lawn chair. He was sitting.
For real? No way.
Yeah. Pointing and yelling and like.
I don't believe you.
Nope.
That's just.
That really happened?
Wrong, that really happened in my yard.
Right over there?
2 days.
I'll of a be guy. Damned.
There was the. Yep.
I find this.
I feel like you should have crusaded for them and been like, "Don't you fuck up? Don't you fuck up my roofers, man?
They want their
freedom."
Describe this lounge chair. Like, I mean, what did it look
like?
A
lounge chair, a lawn chair.
Lawn chair.
It's a standard beach chair.
He's all sunny. He's like,
"I have suntan lotion on." He's got Mexicans fanning.
Does it have a plaid print?
It's one of those ones that you like can stretch out. You pop in the sand, you know, like you pack it back up.
Like a Coleman camping chair.
Was he like sipping on like a iced latte or something?
I didn't see him do
cold
that.
Brew coffee.
Sip, sip, but sip, sip.
He was doing a lot of sitting.
A lot of sitting. Fuck yeah.
Well, damn. Sipping on some sitting.
I imagine an ONRS PBS type show, if ONRS transcended to PBS territory where just filmed this, like the foreman in his lawn.
Oh, I'd like that. Just kind of do a documentary style.
Yeah, the way he communicates to his
no,
to
I'm
his
with
workers.
You on that. This could be like a Vice
He's just
documentary.
Running shit from his lawn chair. Yeah,
I'm with you.
There's
with
all
you.
Sorts of observing we could do.
Okay, I look forward to that and your roof musical tie.
I like that idea.
Double
too.
Hitter idea today. POC.
Bette Midler on the roof? Midler on the roof?
She's
maybe?
Been
Midler
on plenty on of fucking roof. Roofs, all right? Bette Midler's been on a lot of roofs.
Midler on the roof.
Midler on the
Midler
roof.
Midler on the
I think
that's
where I was trying to get to.
Smash fringe hit.
That's a slam fucking
is.
Dunk.
There it is.
We could do it. It's happening.
Call her. Get her, I know get, the, get, POC. Her on Twitter.
I know the Orlando Fringe audience, and if you did a show entitled Midler on the Roof.
POC right here.
Do we want to open up the phone lines and see what the listeners have to say about
the
this?
The phone lines are actually open right now, and if you do want to give us a call, you can do so at...
3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8-6
Or you can Skype us over at Ono Radio Show.
I didn't know the
number.
Or
don't fucking do it.
Yeah, it was covered up.
3-2-1
Sorry.
That's
okay. Right there.
Voodoo.
It's right there. It's right there.
It is, but it is covered up.
I do want to bring something up that I think is maybe going on right now with Ty's. Like maybe he's been going on for his whole life. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not his diabetes. Maybe it's not
his
any of these conditions. No, it's maybe it's not that.
Did you figure it out?
I think
know.
I figured something out. I think I figured something out.
Does this
out.
Relate to the puke count?
No, I think Ty has been victim of something that hasn't existed since medieval times.
Bubonic?
Scurvy? No, it's not a bubonic. It's called the dancing plague.
Oh.
You guys ever heard of the dancing plague?
No.
Possible.
Okay.
That's
Jessica.
Your new nickname.
The dancing plague.
That's my new metal band.
Of 1518, okay?
That was a good year.
Shit goes back.
I've been trying to do some homework for you, dog. I'm
Dude,
trying to find it out.
Let's hear about it.
So the dancing plague was a case of dancing mania that occurred in Strasbourg, Alaska.
Strasbourg.
Then part of the Holy Roman Empire, okay? In July of 1518, around 400 people took to dancing for days without rest, and over the period about 1 month, some of those affected died of a heart attack, stroke, or exhaustion. Some people believe it was outbreak of religious ecstasy. All right, so that's the kind
it
of
was
like,
some kind of ecstasy.
Uh-huh.
They took
made their
something.
Heart pump.
Basically, okay. The outbreak began in July 1915 when a woman, Miss Trofea, began to dance fervently in the street of Strasbourg. This lasted somewhere between 4 and 6 days.
Damn.
Wow, that's a good dance.
And it's
like,
a good
nonstop,
dance.
Nonstop, 4 and 6 days, she's just dancing.
Just dancing. Within a week.
What kind of music are we talking about
like
here?
Like a lute?
1518?
Like a
we're
fucking lute?
She's
yeah.
doing some upbeat.
It's like a boogie lute, if you will.
Boogie lute? That's okay. Also a name of our
Dude,
band.
It gets better. It gets better. Lute. This is awesome. This
Opening
is awesome.
Opening for Mike Dunn on
Saturday. Within a week, 34 others had joined, and within a month, there were over 400 dancers.
What?
Predominantly female. So this bitch is getting down.
So these were so these were the
OG. This was the spot to be if you were a guy.
So these were the OG fly girls, right?
Pretty
here.
Much.
Right?
Pretty much. They just
I envisioned some disco shit.
They couldn't
going on
stop,
here.
Man.
Some of these people eventually die, blah 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 blah. One report
yeah, whatever.
Skip
of craziness insane.
One report indicates for a period the plague killed around 15 people per day. So 15 people
wow.
a day.
How long how many years is this plague talking?
Hang on here. As the dancing plague worsened, concerned nobles sought the advice of local physicians, who ruled out astrological and supernatural causes, instead announcing that the plague was a natural disease caused by hot blood.
Hot blood.
Hot blood. She got that. She got that.
Hot blood. Quotation marks.
She got that.
Saying.
Hot blood. Mm.
However, instead of prescribed bleeding, which you know how like bloodletting would have been a thing at that time,
prescribed
used to blood,
bleeding.
Yeah,
prescribed
well,
bleeding, right? instead of that, authorities encouraged more dancing, in part by opening 2 guild halls and a grain market, and even constructing a wooden stage.
Awesome!
So, yeah.
They
were getting
so like
down.
The first disco.
So they set
exactly
up a market
just...
around them, put
Rad.
Up a stage, and like these bitches
encourage people
dancing.
To dance.
So all
yeah.
of all of a sudden. It just turned into over time. It just turned into Burning Man, right?
That's what this
essentially,
is.
Yeah. Essentially. It's the centuries first Burning later. Man.
It's the first Burning Man.
There's reports of them even hiring like musicians to play so that they can dance, right?
Some guy just stood around and did
they,
that.
But there were times where they didn't have any music playing?
Yeah, I think it started without any music playing. I think it started with just
so silent disco.
Yeah, and then it involved.
It's like that quote.
I don't know.
The beat.
Those the dancing plague.
Those
we don't know.
Can't hear
the dancing
music.
Plague of 1518?
1518. Now, here's the crazy part, and this would make a lot of sense. Modern theories include food poisoning caused by toxic and psychoactive chemical products of ergot fungi, which grows commonly on grains in the wheat family, such as rye. Ergotamine is the main psychoactive product of ergot fungi. It is structurally related to the recreational drug, basically LSD-25.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going rye, that's more on the acid side. Yeah. Go grainy,
and but, is the substance from which LSD-25 was originally synthesized.
Yep.
The same fungus has also been implicated in other magical historical anomalies. Such as the Salem witch trials, which I never
so
really
LSD.
It's from like a fungus that
they
grows
a lot of
rye.
That too. Yeah. To that.
Okay. Only
like how they said
rye?
They were all seeing
it's
things,
barley,
and
like
spirits
rye,
and shit.
Yeah. That shit's crazy.
They were all fucking
tripping
balls. It all
leads to drugs. I mean, it's just before we knew what to call them. You
know? They just got down really crazy. And
hells yeah.
Good for them.
So,
I'm tripping.
He has
dancing
a small
so
case
high.
Of the dancing plague.
I just hope he doesn't drop dead anytime soon.
Yeah.
Ty, never stop dancing.
Don't be one of
those
guys.
I don't
want to
die.
Because the dancing plague has never stopped, you see. And now there are people still with it. And you're one of them. You're one of them.
Trying.
I know.
Got to keep it going.
Always be dancing.
I thought you'd find that. I thought you'd find that kind of amusing.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
The more you know, couple
dropping
times
that fucking
today.
Knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
On
dropping fucking knowledge. You know what? I'm stressed. You know, it always makes me feel a little better.
What's that?
Clips.
Yeah. Clips. As the doctors prescribe.
You know we got him, baby.
We got him.
You need that.
You know we got him, baby.
Clips. Yep, that's right. We got some. I got some clips for you this evening.
You got the clips.
Who's got the clips?
Now, do we want to talk Corey Feldman
or not? Let's talk about it. You already brought it up. It's on.
I mean, look, it's like we've all driven by that dumpster fire.
We've all seen it, right? We've all seen it.
Have you seen it?
Of course.
We've all
seen how horrible it is.
Zach, you seen it?
I haven't.
You haven't seen it yet?
The actual clip?
I haven't.
Okay. All right, for reference.
I have to see it now?
For reference, this is the Today Show clip that everybody is blown up about.
Okay.
I thought it was a joke at first, but apparently he's serious with this whole thing.
Okay, we're going to get into that. We have to just get into their heads here a little bit. All right.
Right here, then you may have had some Corey Feldman posters on your wall.
What is this?
I'm going to say it.
Jessica,
right
have you seen
his
this?
His name is synonymous.
I hope so.
I've seen this. Like I wish Goonies, I had
Stand
not.
By Me,
yes.
License to
yeah.
Drive.
Agreed.
He's always had a passion for singing, and now Corey's got a double CD.
You have to actually hear the first little bit.
10 years in the making. It's called... Angelic to the core.
Look at him.
For us in just a moment. Corey, good morning.
Look at him with
that
hoodie on.
All black. Black hoodie. Hoodie up.
He looks like a fucking loser Assassin's Creed right there.
He looks like a Sith Lord.
A Sith Lord.
Let it be known that's not a normal hood.
Darth
like
Feldman,
a fucking,
no.
Like Vader, like not Vader, but a like a fucking.
That's
lizard
some Hollywood bullshit.
Looks like Kevlar.
Now we've got these
Knights of the Templar.
He's got a Kevlar hood on.
And then we got the side bitches that are always with him. By the way, they're his angels.
Okay,
like he's
they
got two
always
of them.
Are with him.
They're
really?
Like, well, okay. And whenever he performs,
that's part of his
he performs
thing.
With
Corey's
the
angels.
Angels. Yeah, they're Corey's angels.
I'm sure they have some weird like Playboy Mansion arrangement where they
like
live with him.
No, you know, it's all actually the whole theme of the album is good versus evil, heaven versus hell, all that sort of thing. So. They're angelic, and if you look actually at the artwork on the album, you'll see that it's me trying to crawl out of a fiery pit.
Oh, my God.
And it's
much like
I love how they show it on a fucking horizontal iPhone. What the fuck?
This is the worst album art. Yes, exactly.
Probably save me once or twice.
This is like No Limit Soldiers bad, but not as cool.
What Jessica and I are
what
saying is that is the worst fucking album art I've ever
seen.
Ever
seen, yeah.
Like, how much are you putting into this, dude, and that looked like someone fucking shit that out?
Actually, that's not Kevlar. Look at what it is. It's like Knights of Dragon the Skin. Round Table.
Yes,
it
is.
What is that called?
Like, it's like armor.
I'm
like,
telling
like
you, Knights of the Templar, dude. He's ready to go fucking to battle.
We all just figured it out. He's got the fucking dancing plague of 1518.
Oh, my God. It's all coming together.
I don't like it anymore.
It's not my
plague. I digged it before.
Zach.
Smoking not my gun, plague. Dude.
You do have to see him dance and hear how bad the song is. Because
let's get to it.
Make them realities. And that's what we do. We try to help them make their realities, their dreams.
And you dedicated one album to Michael Jackson and the other to Corey Haim, is that right?
Yeah, there's actually four dedications. What? One of my grandfather, one to Corey Haim.
I know, it is.
The goods.
Michael Jackson, Majestic, was also a friend of Michael's.
So there's going to be some MJ moves coming here in a minute.
Does it kind of come
with MJ moves? It's kind of a similar style of dance.
It's like goth
because
MJ.
Because we grew up dancing together.
Terrible
so
goth MJ.
So he was my idol, obviously, and a lot of my influences.
If you have that feeling, it's about to go down in here. I also have it. Let's do
this. What is that?
Here we go.
It's about to go down.
Look at that album art. Wow.
4-3.
Here we go.
His niece made that.
He made it, probably. That's the thing. He probably made
it. Oh, fuck. He's starting with the invisible piano.
He pantomimed.
Everybody like in the chat. Ty, did you throw this link in there?
No. No. Oh, I did in the chat. All she needs to do is death. Hit the clown. Tell him.
They try to beat you down. They put you on the
ground. They leave you lying there. They're broken down. They make a sound. So it's terrible, right?
It's
I don't know what we're watching.
It hurts me.
I'm confused.
I mean, I want to be Michael Jackson so bad.
Yep. He even kind of has an MJ haircut. Like, remember, like, MJ in the 90s? That was his haircut.
Yeah, it's almost like. Almost that slick MJ. Back Jerry Curl, almost.
Yeah.
This is horrible. The
boy,
the Today
Show is really hurting to book somebody, huh?
No, this is actually got paid. Yeah, they're pretty happy about that morning appearance.
Here's the deal, though. No one.
It's so bad.
All right, that clip happened. Here's the actual fucking music video for it. Like,
I haven't seen this.
He's got Snoop Dogg in this.
Yeah,
this is same
with
song.
Snoop. So it puts a different perspective on it.
Look at what is he doing with his hands?
He's still pantomiming.
He's still.
It's actually the same dance.
It's part of like his.
That's what he's got in his arsenal for dancing. Is that hand thing?
Something about this reminds me of the movie The Crow.
Well, we got that bass.
see, he's still terrible in the perfect music video, so you can't like really hide around about that.
He went to some like pole fitness place and was like, "Hey man, can we shoot a music video here?"
Snoop Dogg is not in the video. I guess he's on the track.
He would not be caught fucking dead
in
this video.
He's not in that shit.
Is this really bad, or is it just because we don't like dubstep?
No,
it's really bad.
I don't know. I think
I understand.
Not
your
even
statement.
Dubstep.
I hope.
Like I can respect a dubstep song. I can't respect that. That's
here's
garbage.
Why. Because he's
fucking awful.
He's either been trolling since 1992, or he's just been awful always. This clip surfaced of him on Howard Stern had like a TV show, like a kind of a goof
dude,
TV thing.
Dude, I
saw
that.
This,
okay. Man. Isn't this fucking weird?
This is a clip of him on there from back
about?
In the day.
Bald Howard.
Look at Howard Stern.
Honestly,
fuck.
He's almost got the same look, but just 1992.
Right?
Here, right?
Same hair.
It's like even the same type of hair. Yep. He's still kind of trying to emulate Michael.
Is he a time traveler?
And it's about what's up with the youth in America today, gang violence, drugs, and that kind of thing, trying to make the world a better place.
And Howard right now is in like a bald cap and basically playing like a gay, like, I forget what the character was, but he's playing almost like a gay German, like, interviewer, like, so happy to meet the pop stars, you know, like type thing, right?
Hey, I could relate to that for sure. let me tell you something, man. I'm not kidding. I really think that's good for the youth, you know.
You wrote this yourself?
Yeah, you wrote it yourself.
Robin, look at the young Robin.
Let's hear for Corey
Robin's
right
there,
now with the song. Let's all start dancing, but, baby. Go ahead, Corey.
Here we go.
Oh,
this
Howard.
Is him. This is Corey from back in 1992.
So this has been going on.
Yeah.
This is nothing
new.
Whoa,
look at those dancers.
It's pretty
look
much the
dancers.
Same.
It's a midget and a fucking hookah fucking
We got
skirt.
A black midget and a hookah skirt.
I bet that was in his rider. It was like Black Midget must appear on stage with Mr. Feldman at all times.
You can Corey see Feldman obviously has a big heart on for Michael Jackson.
Oh, totally. He's just wanting to be Michael Jackson.
Because Michael Jackson touched his genitals.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean,
he took him to
Michael
the Neverland
Jackson,
Ranch and like, showed him the game room.
And if
he drank the special
Saying it, Tom, is so much more eloquent than mine.
I'm sure the court documents are way more graphic.
I don't know. I feel like he's either playing us with the fact like we all think that, you know? Or it's actually true.
You know what?
Like,
Owen, I think that's an interesting observation because I've watched some shit like that and I think I resonate to like Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
And when people watched how fucking crazy he was even back then, I'm sure people were saying the same thing. Like, this guy really thinks he could be a wrestler? He's fucking retarded. Like, I think he could either, this could be great performance art or he is fucking deranged and crazy, which is probably what it is.
This is probably what it is.
Yeah, but.
And he was probably touched by Michael Jackson and that's why he does it.
Yeah. Case closed. Moving
on. All right. Palate cleanser.
What we got?
Yeah, your boy Banks. And this track is dedicated to all the ladies out there who like to go to the movies, you know, especially you, girl. Let me take you to the movie, shawty. I'm sure later on you will be
what?
My baby. Oh my god, I want to go to the movies. I would still let this guy take me to the movies.
Let me take you to the movies.
He's from Sudan.
Hey, this is my share here, dude.
He does come correct.
Hey.
Will he buy me some
popcorn?
He's
got an iPhone.
This is what I roll around to every day, dude.
My iPhone alarm is set to this song. Yeah.
You won't catch
me
in the hood now rocking this. Now
follow my hand and take a step through the door. The
river don't fall. Let's sit on those two chairs. I'm very picky. Not a lot of things get me wet anymore.
Popcorn?
This?
He was bragging about sitting in chairs just now. He was like, we're going to be able to sit in chairs, baby. Like, we're going to go to the movies.
He's from Sudan, you said? Chairs. He's from Sudan?
Yeah.
Comes so correct.
This makes me want to go to the movies so bad.
With him, especially.
With him.
Stacks.
Look at those stacks of cash.
Damn.
He got that on iStock.
He's iCash.
It's my favorite thing.
And you know what the movies are like in Sudan? It's literally just an old, like a sheet where they're projecting an iPhone projector on it.
I'm telling you guys.
What's sad about hip hop is he's going to be big in a month, dude.
And this sells it for me.
Really?
Look at that backdrop. Right. Damn.
Not for me. Now
ladies, take note.
He's going from the city to the fucking rural.
Look at, he's like in front of himself.
Look at him. Whoa, there's two of him.
He's got four arms.
Flash of chains.
Where did you find this?
It's created
in my
wide
Damn,
world
he's got
of
a
weird
fucking
shit.
With the...
He created himself as
so
a
how
wife.
Old do you? How old do you think he is?
15?
15, 16,
no,
maybe?
22.
I think he's...
You can't tell how old
they
are.
He's 19.
21,
22,
19.
I
hope. He's probably 55.
I don't know. The Sudanese? Are they Sudanese?
I'm saying...
Look at his boy there.
It's different. They're probably aging in a different rate.
Yeah, he's probably five.
I would be that guy's
that motherfucker's
ride or die chick.
Fucking
I would be
would
his
you
ride
be his ride or die chick?
I would be his ride or die chick.
Ride or die.
Look at that.
Hey, that
fat sacks of cash.
Hey,
big.
Look at that skyline.
Big money, big cities, big skyline.
Look at those gold teeth.
This is a Pimp Daddy video. This is a Puff Daddy video, dude. This is what this is. Just
pretty much. Pretty
20
much.
20 years too late.
I agree.
Do you want to know what his name is?
Real name?
No, yeah. Well, no, his name is rapper name.
I think
so I can stalk him.
Fucking Bangs.
Bangs.
Wow.
Capital B-A-N-G-S. Bangs. His name is Bangs.
Bang, Bangs.
Banging with
I
Bangs.
I like it.
Because Bangs out, is what he does.
Check out Bangs. Let me take you to the movies. Because it's a real good fucking thing.
God, what's the other tracks on that album like?
Right?
I don't know. We got to find them, but I haven't been successful yet.
I have one for you.
I'm not right now.
Okay.
I'm doing tons
of things
over here.
I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me.
What
else
you
check
got,
it out.
What else you got for clips this week?
Do you want to see a guy do something? All right. I've always kind of wanted to do this type of thing. I love this type of shit. This asshole sneaking into a...
Somebody got a GoPro.
Yep, somebody got a GoPro, and he's climbing a fucking fence to a hotel, right?
Okay.
This motherfucker's sneaking into the hotel.
He's climbing the staircase.
Climbing stairs. He's gonna, you know, here we go. He's gonna run through the hotel. Blah, 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 blah. He's running through the hotel.
With his GoPro.
Oh, check it out. Okay, cool. There's something down there. All right. Gotta, how do I get to the pool? How do I get to that edge? He's trying to find this edge, right?
Wow.
And he finds it. Now, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Parkour.
Looks he's beautiful.
Running. Right on the beach.
And he's running because he doesn't want to get caught.
Oh,
now.
This is dope.
He's five,
I saw a clip of this.
He's five stories up at this point, I think.
Crazy.
Five stories up. This is a typical, like, I don't know, apartment pool complex.
Well, yeah,
so I got to imagine
beach, it's your resort pool, you know, your beach resort pool.
What are those, though? 8 foot, 9 foot?
Right.
Deep. Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
They're not.
At the most. Yeah.
At the deep, deep end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is pretty crazy to go up that, you know, to climb over this barricade.
Tell me it's a gainer.
Snuck in.
You better hit a gainer.
Check it.
If he doesn't hit a gainer.
Listen to him breathing. Oh.
Bubbles.
He's lucky he's alive.
Come on.
Nah,
it didn't look that
I don't
bad.
Think it was that high. I would do that.
It's five stories.
I would do it.
Five stories?
That's tall enough.
That'll give you a rush for sure. Yeah. Five stories is what?
Have you guys ever done any, you ever go cliff diving kind of thing? You ever do it?
I've done jump trees and I've jumped.
I used to have a quarry.
Yeah, we had a quarry too.
We would jump into the quarry. Yeah, we'd jump into the quarry.
I've done the rope
That's
swing.
What the
boys
did.
Yeah, I'm going to go in the quarry.
at Spirit of the Suwannee Music Park, on the river there, they have like across from the bank, you can climb up. And it's a rope swing.
Oh, rope swing.
And you
swings
go down
shit.
What would probably be like three stories.
That's rad.
That's pretty
you
far
swing
drop.
Out, and then you drop down into the Suwannee River.
One of the dopest fucking parts of living in Arizona was just, it's all fucking desert, obviously. Yeah. But the Colorado River ran through the city that I lived in. And it was a shitty part, but if you hiked out.
Like in the movie Tremors, or there's a movie where there's like high school kids
I like how you
hanging
went
out
right
at the
to
rocks.
Tremors.
Like, but it's like,
some
but there's like streams. Yeah.
But no, you hike out, dude, and there's fucking mad cliffs, you know, red rock clay cliffs, you know, and it's a blast. All the boats out there.
Hell yeah,
and
man.
You know, 40, 50 foot jumps.
The place that I went to in Wisconsin was a quarry, but it was called Red Rocks. And yeah, man, there was a couple different, like, if you had real balls, there was a pretty.
Oh, yeah.
There's a pretty there's high
always,
jump you could do.
There's always like options, like, you know.
Yeah. Or if you do the big running jump, you jump over some rocks. And yeah. Yeah. It was fun, though. It was badass.
Did you guys ever have a spot like that as a kid? Like, did you ever, like, go to a spot like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Growing up, did you ever get, like, was it legal there?
I saw a kid, like, break his leg. That was kind of crazy.
The spot we went is on Lake Ivanhoe.
He didn't stick the landing at all.
I like the rope swing, like, out at Wakaiva and shit. Like, I've done that a bunch of times. Those are always fun.
You ever jump off a roof into a pool?
Yeah, I've done that.
Hell yeah. My old house, the roof used to come right over the pool,
awesome.
So you could jump into deep end.
Could you do
I
it
lived
at your
there
house?
For a little bit.
Yeah, Ty, you
could. I could easily do it at mine, but there was always a fucking screen.
It's just a little far enough.
Yeah, you just got to dive through the screen.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't exactly get away with that all the time. But no, I got lucky one time, and right where the gap was to jump through the panel of the screen, a golf ball had come through.
Oh, so,
so they had to replace the screen. And the guy was gone for like maybe an hour. And I knew which one he was replacing. I'm like, I think that's the one. And I did. I fucking did
Hell's
one right. time.
Were
I got
you,
cannonball?
Through it. Cannonball.
Oh, and did you ever skate?
The opening.
Like skateboard?
I used to try to. I could sort of ollie.
You guys ever skate?
No.
I broke my ass real quick.
Yeah,
no. I gave it up.
Not that athletic.
No skaters.
I did
that.
I played hockey, so I was on you know, rollerblades.
Yeah,
but I had
inline.
Hockey. I had
I inline,
inline blades that I played hockey, so it made sense.
I used to skate. I think my boy Dylan
Fruit
in
boots.
The chat room, we used to have a skate crew.
But five, you're so tall.
You are tall for a skater.
Well, that's why.
But
I
this was
do
like
it.
I was young. This okay, was like, so you were like middle school through like maybe 11th grade. I skated,
and then you were like, I'm too and tall. For
yeah,
this
exactly. That's exactly what happened. I got too big, and the bigger you get, the harder you fall, and it fucking hurt. Like fucking, you fall
break
a
your
lot.
Ass.
And I was
let
like, I'm
out.
Tired of
let
this.
Let it
shit.
Out, Zach. I know.
And that's why I don't fucking skate anymore.
Aw, it's sad.
Does it count that I skated longboard?
Yeah, it's just still a different counts. Class.
No, yeah, no, longboard.
Yeah, but you still got to propel
you're
yourself along.
You're just a different class
a
of skater.
I've actually, I tried longboarding once or twice, and I wasn't very good at it. And I can skate on a board. You know, I can at least put my foot on a board and like move and skate.
Yeah,
like,
I have, hope so. Yeah,
I can do that.
It's pretty
but,
simple.
But no, I've longboarding was a little like weird for me. Like,
now, tell me, nobody here was on those dumb little scooter things, right?
Oh no,
the razor scooters.
Nah.
That was the shit. Like, when I was really young.
Really?
You had those in your youth?
I'm 27.
Did
I
you flip them around?
No,
like,
dude.
Crazy tricks,
I was never super into it. I never had a razor. I always had the knockoff.
God.
But there was guys, that were into that shit, dude.
Dude,
and then I realized,
yeah,
that's lame. I'm going to fucking grab a skateboard and see what I could do with that.
Can we get back to clips?
Oh, yeah.
I want to go skating.
Let's go skate.
I do want to bring up that this is, I want you to keep in mind, like, this is going to seem like this is a really bad video. It's really cheesy. And all of that is true. But this is an actual advertising campaign. And I'll tell you who at the end of the thing. It'll actually explain it. But
Donald Trump
put this together and either hired their, like, their kids or to do it, or someone just got really baked or something and made this happen.
Above.
So it's Sea Breacher. Do you know what a Sea Breacher is?
Is it a kind of
type
vessel?
Of
okay. It's all I'm going to say is that it's a watercraft of some sort.
Makes sense.
It's a watercraft.
Breacher.
That's a sea
I'm
breacher.
I'm going to imagine it
now,
breaches the sea.
Yeah. This is Billy Bob. He's out there fishing on his...
He's ambitious.
On his boat. He's the overly ambitious fisherman. And he just put in... He's the overly ambitious fisherman. He's like, no, this bobber is not big enough, this small bobber. I'm going to put in this huge bobber and this massive hook.
It's a big hook.
It's a very big
fish.
Hook.
Bait?
How big would you say that hook is? That's a good 4-foot hook.
Five-foot hook.
Yeah, it's a 4-foot hook.
That's a 4-foot hook.
What's he trying to catch? A fucking orca whale?
Now, yeah, and what we got for his bait? He's pulling out a whole fish.
He's pulling out a whole fish, and he's
big
in,
old fish.
He's in an inflatable raft. This is not spelling out to be a great idea already, right? We can see the flaws.
He's trying to catch some big game.
He is. He's trying to catch some very big game in a raft. So yeah, he's gonna throw this bait in.
Pretty sweet GoPro.
Right on the hook. That's dope.
He's out there fishing for something. Oh man.
Oh.
Billy Bob just fell over. What's going on? Oh, he lost his oar. Things are starting to go a little wrong right now. There's scary music playing.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Bobber's going under. We got a toe.
He's fighting a fish.
Wow. It's pulling him real good.
Look at that looked like a dolphin. Did that not look, that looked a little bit like a dolphin.
Yeah.
No, that's a mean fish.
Maybe it was a porpoise.
Tiger shark.
Alright.
What?
All right, it's a neon
so now we are introduced to the product a little bit. Alright, okay. That was the first glimpse at the product.
What the hell?
What is this, like fucking Jaws? Are they going to show us?
That was the first glimpse at the product.
Are we doing products
right
now?
You're seeing. Billy Bob.
What the fuck, Billy Bob?
Has to wrestle. He's pulling in his line. He's, finally off the hook here.
I mean, that thing took him for a run.
Something. Yeah, crazy took him for a run. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. This does not look good.
Hell?
This does not look good, right?
No, he's scared.
Oh shit, what is that?
What the fuck?
What the hell is that? Is that an inflatable killer whale? That is awesome.
Oh, he's got to go the second time. Oh my god.
His face
got
mauled. Don't ever try to catch me, motherfucker. I'll fuck up half
it's
your face.
It's not over. Wait.
Dude, Robo, wait, Dol- Robo wait, Dolphin wait, kicked his ass.
Robo Dolphin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. What do you even call that move? That was an ass dive.
That was like a drop kick.
An inverted drop yeah. kick ass in metal. Your face.
God, bro. All right, show us the product. That's it, huh?
That's awesome. Bit of a lead up, but
it is
worth it.
The fuck is it?
Yeah,
it's like a
besides
mini...
something that just viciously killed that man.
No, it's the Sea Breacher. Look up Sea Breacher if you want to really find yeah. it out. Sea Breacher is a type of submersible, sort of like dolphin like jet ski thing.
In
that
it?
You're in it. That you're yeah. You're
That's
in that.
So
bitch.
Fucking cool.
Yes, you're Wait, in that. Bitch.
Oh, you're encapsulated.
And
you
yes, there's a person
people.
In that
oh, that's
doing
rad.
That shit.
And dude, the advertisement
is there like a is there like a product video? All right, or all
right. That's right. You want
it's
more
too
on,
interesting.
Okay, now you want more.
Hey,
on
wait, does
sea
that
breacher.
Mean products is bad?
We're dude, doing
throw the fucking products. Fuck, I haven't. We haven't heard the products intro. All in a
right,
I feel like it
let's
calls
do
for it. Yeah, there it is.
I hate this segment.
Products.
Innovation. Space. Technology. Business.
Woo!
Cufflinks.
Buzzwords.
Oh, yeah. Future.
Wait for it.
Space.
Space.
Products.
Yeah, no, it's not really an official product, but I suppose
back, baby.
I suppose we can do.
Zach sanctioned it. He said it was cool.
Hey, I just because yeah. I want to hear the intro song again. That's really the only reason.
And we need to learn more about the submersive.
Now?
No, I mean I don't know that I can be doing anymore because it looks like I think the stream died, the internet died.
Oh,
once again?
Yeah,
damn
sure
it.
Did.
That's the world. Thanks, Robo Dolphin.
Sure did, Robo Dolphin.
This is why we
you
need,
didn't
this
see
is
the...
why we need more donations, folks. You know, it
perfect
takes
perfect segue,
it,
Owen.
It takes some money to fund this thing.
It's
so.
Perfectly fine, folks. We'll come back to that. That was a teaser. I will say that even though I do kind of want to be in that device that is like literally a dolphin.
Yeah,
you can hold on to the. You can hold on,
and you
start, oh, yeah. like,
and it like dove out of the water like a.
Yeah,
dolphin.
I think you ride in it like you're.
Yeah,
you're
and
sort
you
of
go,
like head
you're
first.
Underwater.
You're
yeah.
underwater, and you can jump up in
fucking
out.
Fucking badass
submarine. Like
it's a ride or die.
It's like
dolphin.
A jet ski
it's
thing.
It's totally
future,
rider.
Bro.
You missed future. The. You missed the end of that commercial, Polly. Just so
awesome.
You know that
Look
we're not crazy. This is what happens in the end of this thing.
Thank you. I was wondering.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But all the water
Watch
in this,
this
commercial made me have to pee.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. I'll fast forward a little bit. But this is a real thing.
Wow.
This is a real thing, though. Look at this thing. This is a thing you can write in.
Freeze frame that shit.
Holy.
Gonna.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're in that. Like that pod.
Inside of it, yeah.
You're inside
There's
of it.
Somebody in that
There's somebody
yeah.
in
you
that
You can ride
thing.
That.
Jumping
well,
up and down like a dolphin.
Oh, that is
I mean,
my
that guy's a dummy.
Ride or die dolphin for sure. I want one of those.
Oh.
Oh! That just hit that guy in the head.
Yeah, yeah. It's a dummy, though. It's a dummy, so it's fine.
I'm just blown
it's
away
It's showing
by that.
What it can do.
Could kill
Wait,
anybody.
This,
look
this
at that.
This next one is way more pimp.
Yeah, look
though.
At this.
He fucking.
Look at this.
Look at this.
This show.
Just the way it jumps out of the. You can jump it out of the water Ooh. Like that. That's a craft that a person.
I love that it has like a shark face on it too.
It's very interesting that they took the approach of like violence.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The whole
yeah.
advertising yeah. campaign is what I was trying to highlight on. It, is completely ridiculous.
Instead of it being like, oh, you can ride in a majestic dolphin.
It's like, kill this motherfucker.
You can go in this exotic location
dolphin.
And just, yeah.
It took the approach of you can
people.
Kill a fisherman.
if he's got a raft. If he's
Easily.
In a boat, it may be a little bit harder.
That was amazing.
I've suspected this type of thing for years, guys.
Oh, yeah?
This guy, I completely believe
All
this
right
dude.
Now. But the dogs in my house were just going ape shit.
there's a female dog in there that is in heat, and I was well, maybe they're just going crazy because of that. But it just went on, and I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go downstairs and yell at the dogs and tell them to shut their mouths. And when I get down there, I hear something at the back door. And I'm like, oh, great. Is a dog outside in the back or something? How'd that happen? You know? So I go out there, and then there's nothing there, right? There's nothing there. The dogs are still going ape shit. And then all of a sudden, from the top of the roof, jumps a motherfucking Bigfoot, and it was a 12-foot.
It's obviously Sasquatch.
This was not an 8-foot Bigfoot. It was 12 feet tall.
It's a squatch.
And I know that because of where that it jumped from the roof. It jumped from up there. And then when it was standing, it was even with that, like, second bar. Look, that's like 11 feet, something like that.
This guy was on so much acid.
I know what you're going to say, too. This, it's all set up or whatever. If you look at his channel, he's a dog trainer. All of his other videos, he's got two videos that have something to do with Bigfoot. All of his other videos are for his company and all about, like, his dog training business and showing him, like, legitimately. You can watch him, like, legitimately train him.
And then there's this.
So no,
that's interesting.
So that's interesting. Like, maybe he's making the foray into trolling people, but
or just having fun.
Who knows? But it's interesting that it's like, this isn't this type of guy. I don't know that
he's got that Canadian.
Maybe there is. Maybe
it happened.
Maybe this is real.
It was huge. It was huge, and it got worse because, you know, the goddamn thing had a heart on. And it was stroking it, and it was looking at me like, oh, my God, the thing's going to try and fuck me or something. Those, you know, I've heard the reports. I've heard the reports that there's, like,
which
anal
reports?
Rapings. The,
what?
The Bigfoot, like, I was afraid the damn thing was going to bend me over the Weber kettle here and cornhole me, you know?
I love how
and
he threw that
dog,
fucking
Ike
product placement
out,
in there, too.
And then he kind of scared the thing off. But right before Ike scared the damn Bigfoot off, the Bigfoot was blowing a load.
Some of the Bigfoot's jizz that
is look at that load.
Disgusting.
I'm worried for my safety.
That's
at this
a pretty
point.
Weak load for Bigfoot.
Let's talk about
that load again.
Let's examine the load.
Let's do load analysis of this. All right,
make it bigger. Have a full screen load.
My load.
All right. Wait.
I mean,
I have seen some loads.
We have our load specialist here. We should have her on the panel. Go ahead.
In fairness, there's not anything in really there.
There's
for
no
scale,
but you know, you can kind of get where the grass.
Can you even understand the consistency? Yeah. It looks like tapioca
there is no
pudding.
Scale there, but it still looks very, very weak.
I do like that he had artistic license with it though, and threw a little
Zorro. Yeah, but
Zorro,
you know what? At least throw down a quarter to give me a reference of how big it is.
This load looks more like I don't know, pushing 50s Canadian guy load.
Well, Titus,
what if that was the guy's load?
For me, it looks huge.
You know,
left.
I'm jealous of that huge
disgusting load.
I'm worried for my safety at this point.
Blowing loads in his garden.
There's
left
a footprint over here, too, that
it's
he left.
That's very clear. You could see how big the...
Man, that is clearly a big foot.
Now I'm convinced, because there's a
big foot there. There's a foot there.
There's no scale there either.
That's the most hokey part right there that I've seen so far.
Fine. Maybe this guy isn't all he's cracked up to be. Maybe he's not.
I bet he's a blast to hang out with.
Yeah.
Do you guys believe in the Squatch?
No.
No.
Probably not, right?
No.
That's just been
a
urban legend and a joke that everybody perpetuates and keeps going on.
Jessica. Why haven't I seen him on Tinder?
Honestly, it's like Jesus.
If,
it's like Jesus Christ.
Exists,
nobody could really
why
prove
haven't
he,
I
he
seen
existed.
Him on Tinder?
This is a
fair
situation
enough.
Where I'm not going to call Cornell. You know,
Cornell.
I need the police over here to
Cornell.
Help. And
you
know,
hello, is this Cornell University? Yeah, connect me with your Bigfoot department, please.
I called the Department of Conservation. Same thing.
What?
Cornell's coming over. They are going to investigate this again. It's a real problem. This is Beaver Dams, New York. It's a Bigfoot hotspot.
Beaver Dams, New York.
And they're jacking off all over our yards, trying to rape us over our Weber grills.
These squatches are jacking off in our backyards.
God damn it. I don't mind if the squatches are here, but can they just not jack off on my Webers?
Yeah,
put your heart out of way.
I'd be pretty mad, though, if I went to go grill.
And you served in squatch semen?
Just all over my
no
fucking
one wants
Weber.
That.
Like, come on, squatch.
Now.
get out.
Have you ever seen?
I've been marinating these steaks for days.
I'll be honest with you. It's just like it'd
grill.
Be so weird because I'm sure that we're stepping in all kinds of semen that we don't know about.
Oh, there's semen everywhere in the world. I mean,
dogs are busting loads.
Everywhere in
I'm
the world.
I'm sure there's
semen.
Some the weird
world
is other
semen.
Things.
The world, we're swimming in a pool of semen.
A bear is just by, just busts a load.
Semen and AIDS and butt sex. It's just all over the place. It's rampant.
Don't take a black light to planet Earth.
Don't do it.
Don't take a black light to the studio.
Speaking of that, though, so metaphorically, you know, you take a black light to a motel room, you pick up on all the spots. If someone were to take it to Earth, right, to gather the most scum, what country gets the number one goal? What country gets the number one?
Our country.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know.
I think our country. I think our country beats off so much we could use that
like
energy
it
to propel
Russia,
the world
though.
For the rest of existence.
No, I feel like it could be Russia.
Yeah,
no.
But they don't have enough internet.
We have Pornhub and Xvideos.
They gotta fuck to stay warm.
America would own that for sure, dude.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, we watched a video a few weeks ago of a kid who said he beat off for like 2 weeks straight.
I don't know. The UK is pretty dirty, and I think they're more sexually advanced, the Europeans, than the Americans.
They just go and fuck
so.
a sheep or something. Like, they let it out. Americans are just busting into fucking Kleenexes all over the country.
Yeah, it might be the case. I don't know. I'm just wondering.
It's a ploy by the Kleenex company.
We keeping clips going?
No, that's the end of clips. I think that is clips.
We busted our load with clips.
Clips.
We came on them. Let's fill the semen. Sasquatch isn't real.
Clips. Ride or die dolphin.
Ride or die dolphin.
Corey Feldman is not.
Sasquatch jizz. We should have done a harmony at the end of that.
We'll work on it. Jizz. 4-part harmony.
I bashed my toe, though, the other day.
Did it hurt?
It did. Toes? And I think I might actually have like an ingrown toenail.
Uh-oh.
This is bad, guys.
You got to get it out.
Got to clip it hard, man.
Cut it. I cut my own.
I'm looking at it now, and it's looking like a whole toe's
you
looking
angry. You just got to cut it out, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dig in there.
You got to. I've taken one out. It's fucking painful.
I'm going to have to do it.
I'm going to tell you, just drink like you regularly do every night. And just take a small knife to it.
Do what you
bite
do.
Down on a branch or something. You're straight.
Put my wallet in my mouth and just kind of get it.
Because you have to bleed it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Doc Holliday that shit.
Oh,
just
gotta
bite
bleed
a fucking
it out?
Bullet
you
and cut yourself.
Until?
Like, you know, the
oh, well.
Days.
Yeah.
You have to poke some holes around.
Ah, yeah, you're right. You're right. Heat up a needle. That's a good way.
Jessica's got to run.
I'll tell
everybody,
man. Toenails and nails can be. You ever just like get a nail?
Still?
Like I've had. I remember one
you're
time I
off?
Grabbed
She's,
something and bent one of my nails
goodbyes?
Back off my skin.
Everybody,
bye, Jess.
Lend a hand to bye Jessica.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for bringing us Mike Dunn and being with us once again. We love you dearly. Come back
next month.
We'll talk about it later. Love you, babe. But it sucks.
What are we talking about? Hangnails?
Hangnails.
But no, I'm talking about like physically getting your... Like I've had it where like...
It's not a hangnail.
I've had it break part of my nail, but it go past where... You know what I mean? Like you have like the white part.
Yeah, the part where there's
like blood and shit.
Oh no, I've done that.
It's fucking excruciating.
I've lost whole nails. Oh. My biggest thing is like I'm pissed because... I'm going to Denver in like a week, and I'm going to have to be doing a lot of walking.
You
got to
cut it out.
That's the plan. So I've got to get it out.
Hey, you're going to Denver?
Hey, that's right.
I'm going to Denver.
Me too.
My good God.
Who else is there? Wait, hold on.
There's one guy that
can't.
Are you going to Denver?
Wait, Tom, are you going?
T-Man?
Y'all can fuck right off.
All right.
I hope you all get fucking delayed in some airport and you don't make it.
I love giving you shit about it because I know you want to be there, man. And I can't. I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a blast.
No, it's gonna be awesome. We're one show away after this show. Now we've got one more Thursday night, and then we're off to Denver. We're gonna be doing some. Oh shit! There it is.
Speaking of
Duncan, you there, buddy?
Are you guys coming to Denver?
I've heard there's something
going on.
I've been thinking about it too. Yeah.
I mean, you might as well.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything else.
I mean, you know, nothing really better going on.
Nah.
I'll get on a plane.
So nah. I think about quitting my job for this. Is that worth it?
Do it.
I mean, I quit slash got fired from at least two jobs to come out here. So,
all right. So the answer is yes.
I mean,
I'm quitting tomorrow.
It all works out in the end.
Yeah.
It all works out in the end.
I mean, Zach, we got places where your skills will be useful out here as
well. I've got some skills.
Don't you worry about that.
I've got skills.
Zach's got skills.
I can make some money somehow.
Oh, he's got some mad skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got probably more skills than like both of us, Duncan, which is weird. You know what I mean? Like,
let me show
in the grand scheme of things, being real, like he probably does.
I don't have skills. I'm skillless. What's going on, Duncan?
You know, I'm just preparing for all of you fine degenerates to come and visit me, Tom in spirit.
No, man.
Just shut the fuck up.
It sucks.
Dude.
It sucks, man. It's,
I'm sure
it's going to be so good. It's going to be
I'm sure you'll all be mourning that I'm not there the whole time.
Every
you're all fucking high and having a good time.
Every time we take a drink, we're basically going to call you and just be like, Barilli Bomb.
I'm turning my fucking
Barilli
phone
bomb.
Off. I'm not
we're
going to
do
Facebook
Barilli
Bomb
again. I'm going to do Barilli Bombs all weekend.
Barilli Bombs.
Barilli
Fuck
Bombs
you.
Are going to flow at you for every time we're having a good time. Barilli Bomb. Every time we cheers.
We'll be in the name of Barilli.
It will be in the name of Barilli.
And you will be sure to know it.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not. I'm turning my phone
For those of you who don't know what the fuck we are talking about, of course we are talking about going out to Duncan and Kelsey's wedding here in just a couple of weeks. It's going to be fucking awesome. Unfortunately, you can't make it. I know we're razzing it, but
For the fourth time,
dude,
literally a fucking 10-minute period.
Duncan, what are the feelings? Are you getting the let's just fucking do this right now?
Yeah, where
like
are you
feeling?
At?
Yeah,
you're
getting cold feet, Duncan.
Dude, I am so ready to get this done. I am so ready. To
Good
like,
attitude.
Just put this stress.
Pull that band-aid off, bro. So,
yeah, that was definitely a fed-up vibe from that. You're ready to just...
Anybody that has been married and gone through a process of this whole thing
I'm sure it's,
gets to a point where it's just, can we just do it now? Like, this is, Like, it almost gets frustrating.
Yeah,
because
it's such a build-up.
It's such a build-up, and
especially when you're so close and you have, like, the majority of things done, so you're just kind of sitting around, like, twiddling your thumbs, going, fuck. Okay, what do I need to do? Am I forgetting something? Yeah.
You never are. You know, like there's. I mean, you always
napkins.
Are, but you never are because there's. I mean,
right, exactly.
You get to a point that it is what it is. Fuck it, you know. Like it's going to happen at some point.
And that's the point that we're at now. Yeah. Now it's just hope
you don't care anymore.
Like,
just let's make it happen.
But I'm fucking stoked to go out there. Yeah. We're gonna have some fun,
dude. And you guys are coming out at the perfect time. I can actually talk about it now. We have a brand new vape pen coming out. A brand new
just saw that
partnership that we have with PAX Labs, which makes like a really good flower vape.
In all honesty, PAX is on top of that game.
For sure. So it's going to be brand new. Like it literally hits the store shelves about 3 days before you guys get out here. So
fun,
you got that look
fun stuff.
To.
I mean, yeah, the whole trip. I don't want to be on a weed holiday, to be perfectly honest with you. There's plenty more going on out there. But it's awesome to be going to an environment that is just friendly.
Well,
you know,
it's going to be a whole new world for me. Like,
yeah,
just seeing that world
just to be
legal
like,
weed.
Yeah, I've never seen it before.
It's going to be an adventure
in itself.
It's
just a big added bonus.
Yeah.
Because Colorado is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm saying Colorado for Colorado.
You want to be active.
Yeah.
And I mean it when I say it's a great added bonus, but God damn it, I'm so excited.
It's great.
And let's not forget that the good man over here is getting fucking married. And
yes,
it's,
oh, yeah, that's happening.
And that's like...
all right, we're on our podcast here. So it's on a Thursday. Duncan chose a Thursday.
Yep.
I don't know if he chose that for any good reason or not.
We're actually doing the Denvercast during
your
wedding.
For a couple of good reasons.
Yeah.
One, to pay tribute to the fine shit ship that we all sail on.
Sail on, yeah.
And then it was probably a couple bucks cheaper than Friday or Saturday.
The venue gave him a couple hundred bucks off.
Yeah, no. I think it'll be fun because we're going to get to probably do, a couple different. We're going to sit down and at least do a show together in Denver. Like, that will happen.
That's going to be
That's going to be awesome. I think me and you, Duncan, will probably do more than one show together because, wink, wink, we've got some wrestling to watch.
That's true.
You know,
it's cool. I'll be eating edibles at the Rockies and shit. Dude, you guys have your fun with wrestling.
Dude, and that's what I'm saying. Like, Coors Field is really cool. Like, you guys are not going to have any shortage of fun stuff to do no matter what.
Right. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stuff to do, it seems like. There's a lot of cool shit just
The Great American Beer Fest is happening during that week.
Beer. Yes. We're can't fucking wait, dude.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect,
drink
dude.
Drink some beers for me, will
you? Yeah, man. Do you ever have one of those fucking awful ingrown toenail things?
Oh.
Circle back.
Oh, dude, constantly. I was listening to that, and I was just like, yep, been there, done that. Dude, you've seen I break my toes, like, once every other month.
Yeah, I think I did mine the other day, but now it's, like, bashed my ingrown toenail further into my toe. And so now...
Dude, the boys are right. You gotta take care of that
just
shit,
gotta
man.
Dig
like
that bitch out,
my
right?
Office,
yeah.
Dude in my office just had surgery on his foot, and he's been walking like he's half fucking gimpy the last 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta take care of your feet, man.
All right,
feet are very important.
Those grippers.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get it.
Elwin isn't gonna do shit about it.
He's not. He's gonna be walking all like Kaiser Soze all over fucking Denver for a week.
I'll be fine. Don't worry about me.
Verbal Kent over here.
I actually wrapped it in. I tied it to my other toe today.
No.
Brought
in a bow. What are you gonna tie it to a door handle and shut the door? Like, that's not a fucking tooth, dude.
I got a paper towel.
Right, that's not how it works.
Pull that grown out.
You don't just pull your toes out.
Slam it.
You don't have baby toes.
Slam it hard.
I wish that was a thing, though.
Everybody
gets two sets of toes.
Baby toe.
Hey, fuck this toe, dude. I'm ready for the new one.
Yeah, get
when are these
going
to grow in, man?
Yarn, hook it up to the fucking bathroom
pull
door.
Pull it right
shit.
Off.
Yank.
A new one will grow.
Yank. Yank. Okay. All right, a little bit of blood. All right, my new toe's coming soon.
3 weeks.
Hey, this shit's going to shine.
You just have a jar of your baby toes. Like, what's that? Are those your baby toes?
My new
I didn't have the heart to get the home away.
Come on, man. It's my tchotchke. The baby toe fairy.
How much do you get for a toe?
I feel like way more than $5.
Yeah, it better be worth more than a tooth.
Yeah.
You want a toe? I can get you a toe. With
there
polish.
It is. There it is.
I get your toe tonight.
You want the toe? You want the baby toe?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Ties are all polished up, ready to go. Like, he's got them all presented. Like, these are worth more.
He's got his own fucking Instagram page selling toes.
Ties toes. Ties toes.
I got to get a pedi before Colorado.
Oh, God. Yeah, because you know all those girls all sucking on your toes and fucking dead.
It's gonna be 100 degrees out. You're gonna need to be.
You gotta have the flip flops out.
Gotta make them look good.
Hey,
man.
The weather looks pretty good when we're there, right? It's like fucking highs of like 80.
See,
yeah, that's all right. Comfortable.
I can deal with that.
That's like 70 and 80. Yeah.
I'm gonna be freezing my ass off.
Oh man, anything to get out of Satan's asshole for a week. Swear to God, it's so hot here.
You know what we should do? Just right before we get out of here. And while Duncan is on the line, if you don't mind staying on the line for just a little bit longer, Duncan.
Oh, I got it.
All right. Let's do a little bit of fun.
I wasn't prepared for that, I gotta be honest with you.
Thank you, Ty.
Ty Redacta.
It's my favorite part of the show.
The Ty Redacta.
That's my new favorite part of the show.
Guys, first is the time of the show where we take a look at some random hypotheticals in a
excited.
Battling sense.
Battle to the death.
Battle to the death.
Who's gonna win?
Guys. I went back and forth on some of these tonight. Like, what am I going to go with? What am I going to go with? And I got five, so we're going to rapid fire, all right?
All right.
The first couple are maybe going to seem a little weird. But the end of it, I feel, is dedicated towards our Oh No showcase that we did basically last podcast, but recorded earlier tonight.
Yeah.
I wanted to make it a little more music heavy, all right?
Okay.
Fair enough.
Because it's been a musical evening. Why not end it with a musical note? But so, before we get to the musical stuff.
Are you saying
stuff,
the whole verses is musical or just round one?
No. Round three is going to be musical. Okay?
Fiddler on the Roof versus Bette Midler on the Roof.
Midler on the Roof.
First
all
the one
way.
I got for you, the first one I got for you, and you can all weigh in on this, of course. Godzilla.
Gojira.
Versus Optimus Prime.
Godzilla.
What?
Optimus, you're doing like the classic. Godzilla is a beast.
Yeah, I go Godzilla.
But what Godzilla but are Optimus we talking about? What reiteration of Godzilla?
We're talking
like Japanese, okay. Chinese fucking shit.
Godzilla's slow. Godzilla, Optimus
dude, he breathes
Prime,
nuclear fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Optimus Prime can dodge that shit.
He spits that hot fire.
Optimus Prime is a punk ass bitch.
I'm Godzilla. I'm Team Zilla right here.
Zilla.
Zilla. Zilla. Zilla.
Oh no, Godzilla. Gojira.
All right, that's a pretty easy
Godzilla
one.
Where's the bell?
Shit, I didn't get my bell ready.
No bell ready.
That would have called for a Godzilla scream as well. No Godzilla sound.
It's okay, Zach. Calm your bell tendencies down.
Oh! It's not official until the bell whistles.
All right.
That's true. Until the bell
tolls. Until the bell whistles. It's not official
until the bell whistles.
Some other things rhyme with that.
Yeah. Coming up next, though. Who's more badass?
Chuck Norris.
Fireman or policeman?
Fireman.
I
gotta say fireman, because they also just don't kill black people all the time.
Yeah. That's true, too.
Despite policemen's bad light lately.
They just let them burn.
I'd still go with fireman.
Oh, firemen are running into fire.
Yeah.
A red hot death.
But cops have more chance of getting killed.
Yeah.
Do they?
Really? You think
so?
Maybe that is more of a
higher
rate.
That might be true.
But I would. I'm just basing this on fuck the cops. I'd rather be a fireman. So I go fireman.
Check the door for heat. I'm all about that motherfucking fire.
Check that doorknob, dog.
Backdraft was the shit. There's no good cop movie that.
Exactly. All right. So fireman win. Fireman win. Yeah. Bell goes again.
Fireman, yes.
All right.
Round three, Owen. What you got?
Now we've got, these are going to be rapid fire, but like I said, they're going to be music related.
Okay. Now we're into the meat.
Right. Now we're into the meat. And the veg, we're done with the veg. That was the veg. We ate the veg.
I think you have the veg with the meat.
Now we're about to get the meat.
Just say that was the appetizer.
You got the meat.
your weird British euphemism.
Shut it.
His weird analogies.
Enough of that. This is a pretty age-old, you know, dispute. And I've always found it kind of interesting because I think you find people that it's very divisive. And people always choose this one band over the other.
Chuck Norris.
No?
The Chuck Norris is this.
I think it's possible to like one of the bands, or like both the bands, but I always
Fog
think
hat.
You find people that
Dio.
Gravitate one way or the other.
Ramones.
You never find somebody that says, I like them both exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's why I find it fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Age-old debate, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd.
Led Zeppelin.
I have to side on the floor.
Oh, that's so tough.
I love
each one of them for their own particular reason.
Yeah. they're not. Yeah, it's hard to.
And that's why I say I think
head to head though.
That is a tough versus, friend.
I know.
I got to go Floyd because it's in
Zeppelin.
My heart.
Zeppelin.
I've got to go Zeppelin then.
And that's two Zeppelin.
I love the Zepp,
Floyd.
Man.
You're the
Zepp
deciding vote,
Duncan. Yeah, I think you know what I would say all the way on this. Yeah, so, Duncan, why don't you say it first? Or no, say yours first, please.
Oh, I mean, I'm totally on Floyd.
All
totally
right, so we got two
Floyd.
High
fiver.
Two Floyd, two Zeppelin.
I pick
Owen
for a Led Zeppelin fan.
I think
What am I going to pick, Duncan?
But it's still pretty...
You're a Zeppelin fan, right?
100%.
Yeah. Zeppelin!
It's not even close
the
to
the fucking
Zeppelin
mothership,
wins.
Dude.
Thank you.
The mothership
Thank you.
Taketh away.
Yeah.
That was the right decision.
I'm glad I'm not alone. Thanks, D.
Gollum and
I got
the evil wall, bitch.
Psychedelic drugs, man. Psychedelic drugs.
Yeah. Your boy Banks.
Banks doesn't count right now.
All the ladies out there.
Led Zeppelin versus Banks.
Especially you, girl.
He's going to take us to the motherfucking movies.
What?
If we do a movie segment or something on the show, that has to be the theme song.
Take me to the movies.
Take me to your movies. It's like the best thing ever. All right. So, moving on with more, of course,
music themes.
Music themes. The Rolling Stones versus the Beatles.
By Els.
Beatles.
Never been a big fan of either. I will say the Beatles, though.
I'm going everyone Beatles. Duncan?
Stones.
I know.
Stones.
Yeah. Here's the best analogy.
Stones were the rock and roll band of the time.
I respect
them. Yeah. They were the edgy ones.
They were.
For sure.
Because I always like when people said it, it's true to me. The Beatles were brilliant. And the Stones
Look,
were
the
Stones
I
were
have
bad.
The
like they just were badass.
Not being
the Stones
a
were like fighters
at all.
You put the two of them in a fight, like a fist fight,
the Stones.
A street fight.
The Stones.
All day long.
Yeah,
because
that was the Stones' image too. They were bad.
Yeah, they were
and
the bad boys.
There's more of them too.
And there is more of them. You're right. You're right. That doesn't hurt.
Does that wrap up verses?
No, I think, it does not. It does not, because we're going to have one final one.
But you would just punch Keith Richards around? And he would turn into
dust. I mean,
dust.
We did all vote Beatles, but why do we vote Beatles in that sense? We
I was just thinking music.
I just love their library. I love all of the Beatles stuff.
It.
Yeah.
It's
you can't
timeless
ignore
shit.
It. It's timeless stuff. It's perfectly
And
placed.
I'm the only one that doesn't like it.
Yeah, no. And
I'm not a big fan of the Beatles by any means. I'm not defending the Beatles. I'm just not either of the Stones. I just think
I don't
the Beatles
think you I don't think you have to like
people...
even love or like the Beatles to understand why they're such a big deal.
Oh, of course.
And to respect
exactly.
them.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like, that's what it is.
They deserve the accolades they receive as
I don't.
So, as
I don't
a
think they get all the regard. Like, you know, the Beatles, they played in a ton of shitty bars and shitty venues for a long time before they became popular. And it took them all that time to become good at crafting.
Yeah, but dude, their career spanned 7 years, and look what they did in seven,
yeah,
seven years.
That's a good point. That's a good
in 7 years, their
yeah.
song, their
no...
sound evolved more than it takes
oh,
bands
yeah, yeah.
Right. decades to fucking
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, there's no musicians
that,
doing
but
that.
But I
no.
still don't like it.
No,
there's and that's the thing. It's everyone's subjected to not like it if they don't want to.
Not even Helter Skelter, like a little bit, like because that's
that
got
would
some,
be probably the only one.
Because
like,
that's
dude,
got
I
more
know,
of a dark edge to it, you know.
And here's the thing: I don't even say take it from the way of like songwriting or lyrics, dude. Those guys, George Martin, revolutionized ways to
record
bands.
That stuff. Exactly.
Like you got to think about. They just did it on two different, completely crazy levels.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know it sounds lame, but you do have to give it the props, and that's why we're doing it. Beatles win that round.
Yeah,
Beatles win that round.
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Hey, Paul.
I'm from Liverpool. We've got one more.
One more round?
And this one, guys, is going to bring us back to the 90s, all right?
Okay.
Ooh. You remember the days of Carson Daly?
Yes.
Do you remember your TRL? Duncan, do you remember your Singled Out?
Singled Out,
oh,
baby.
Oh, God.
Dude, that was like Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy.
Oh,
and then Carmen Electra.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
They both did Playboys back then,
yeah,
and they were both fucking...
It was Jenny first, but Carmen Electra came
second. And what's his face? The Nerdist.
All right. We're going back in time to when we were a little younger in our heads, okay? That's just like... Let's do a little
Hanson
or from the past.
Stargate scenario right now.
Okay, walk into the
time
portal.
Traveling Love right now. We're
Stargate.
Portaling back. Okay,
yeah.
It's like gooey, right?
Right, it's
when
gooey.
You walk through.
and electricky and
Kurt
blue.
Russell walking into
a
that
lot
goo.
Of shit
and
going
Kurt
on.
Russell's always got to be there though.
He's
if
badass.
It doesn't
man.
Work unless Kurt Russell's there.
I wish he was my real dad. I'm sorry. I like Kurt Russell. I kind of wish he was my dad.
Yeah, I get that.
See? You get it.
Britney or Christina?
We all are like, this is a hard
I think,
one.
Okay.
There's so many
go
good
first.
Qualities.
My first boner, I think, ever was the Britney.
Brittany.
Was the baby thing?
Yeah.
The school girl thing?
Is like, she's baby. One more time. In that time, she was way
wow,
more.
Wow, first boner is a real special time.
Christina was a little bit more dirty back then.
She was
though, too.
She
always
got dirty.
A little bit.
No. I think she was more innocent of the two back
Christina?
And then no. Christina flipped.
Well, she was
Christina
okay,
definitely
no.
was when she, they both came out.
There's two different.
The more innocent one.
Thank you, Duncan, because she was doing Genie in a bottle.
And then she came out
telling you to rub her the right way.
And she was a dirty girl.
Well, that was years later, though. That was years later. When she. Okay.
I'd say she was dirty and got dirtier.
I'd rather fuck Christina.
Me too.
Yeah.
If that's what it's
because
called.
That's
I don't know.
A
okay,
good
can
time.
I say
she's shaving her head and shit. She, you don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
in sex.
Let's,
Christina,
let's,
you know you're getting a good fucking time.
Let's look at them like a fine wine.
No, just let
that was
sip.
Ridiculous.
Just let that sip.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, I would assume that you're going to take that carnival ride, but I think also look at Britney Spears looks awesome now, man. She looks,
yeah, she looks no, really
right.
good right
yeah,
now.
She does. Back.
I seen
yeah.
her a video of her like all dancing I'm, and
yeah,
shit. I was like, yeah, she
still
held
looks
up.
Good. Yeah.
And I don't know.
Like
I
Christina.
I know. I know.
On a real level, though,
that dirty music video.
Yeah, whew. That's all it takes. Yeah. Yeah,
on a real level, who skanked out more?
Christina.
Christina, right?
Well,
yeah.
Are we giving it to the skank?
I don't know. Like you say the inner video.
No, we're not giving
it.
I'm
videos,
just weighing.
Yeah,
all
but in her videos, yeah.
Maybe in
she
life,
did.
Too.
But
well, Britney did like Britney the slave
was,
for you shit.
Yeah,
like
she
got kind of skanky
down that
too.
Path
yeah.
Too. Like,
all right. So what do you? All
that
right.
Video was
on
hot.
The skankometer. I say like Christina Aguilera is probably like a 9, and Spears like a 7.
Okay.
I give it an 8.8 to 9.
Duncan.
And those meters don't matter. It's Christina all day.
Yeah.
Dude.
We're talking from a sexual angle.
They've
yeah.
got
yeah.
they got you both by hostage. The world's gonna end if you don't fuck one of them, right? You gotta fuck one of them.
And lick their butthole.
But you can only fuck one of them. Which one do you fuck?
And lick her butthole.
See, you gotta throw that in with Duncan.
Oh, well.
A whole different.
There has to be.
The stakes just got higher.
Involved.
It's like, ooh, wait. I don't know about this.
And Duncan, they've just freshly showered. I mean, they're ready.
All right, so they're ready. I mean, I think Britney's butthole is going to be more virginal. So, because I'm pretty sure that Christine has taken it up the ass many, many times.
So it's
although,
so it's kind of loose.
So
loose
you're really
butthole,
basing,
loose butthole.
You're basing this on butthole.
If we're basing it on butthole, Britney wins all day long. She's got the cleaner butthole.
I don't know. I'd still want Christina.
Cleaner butthole?
Britney's got the cleaner butthole.
A virgin butthole.
A more
prettier butthole, we'll say.
Yeah, definitely got a prettier butthole.
Christina's
butthole. I reserve
way
my
tighter.
Opinion because I need to investigate both buttholes. Before giving an honest.
I'm gonna vote Christina just because
attaboy.
I like her because she's a whore.
Right. I gotta be honest with you, Christina Aguilera does have a fuck me face. You know what I mean? She got
she's
that
got
face.
A fuck
man.
Me everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom.
She wants you to fuck her in the face. Like,
yeah.
What
yeah.
Want.
Is it not established that Ty, Duncan, and Zach are all Christina, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
We just need to go to the dark side because it is right. They're right. They're right. They're right.
Ring the fucking bell. Give it to the girl.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a slave.
No.
Christina's
no.
Bone.
No. You're ruining it.
Genie in a bottle, bitch.
We're going to rub her the right way. She just won.
Everybody knows it's all about that Xtina.
Xtina.
It's all about that Xtina. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. Duncan, I think we're going to get out of here. It's time to end this
later,
thing.
Later, buddy.
About that time.
But it's about that time.
I'm out.
All right. Later, boys.
Later,
homeboy. It's
been
a fun
soon.
One.
See you soon,
I can't
bro.
Wait to see you. We've got one more show, and then after that, we're going to be doing a show with you live. So that's
DenverCast.
That's something to look
check
forward
out for
to,
that.
Listeners.
It has been far too long since the crew was together in that form.
Let the shit ship travel its various seas and come to you with matters of amazingness. Have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.
We're going to session
FEMA up. Camps are real. What do you think? It's time to end this thing?
Yeah.
Kick it out.
Okay.
Good show.
Good show, boy.
I enjoyed it. I think we had a good evening. This was a good show. Like I said, I mean, obviously people do need to tune in to the previous show.
If you, showcase.
Like, yeah, tune into the showcase.
Oh, no, showcase. Volume nice 2 job featuring tonight. Mike Dunn.
Yeah. Honestly, got to say, Mike Dunn, like, like without him here talking behind his back, really fucking cool dude.
Yeah,
like,
just to meet him out there. Nice, what just a nice guy.
A nice guy. So go back, if you haven't heard it, check out last week's, or not last week's, but the additional posting of episodes that you'll see before this one.
The Ono Showcase Volume 2.
Volume 2.
And you can look out for the video of the in-studio performance up on YouTube.
Yep.
At Ono Media, so check that out,
as soon as Tom, you know, like, you know,
slows down
and doesn't have to, you know.
It'll be up there.
It'll be up there, I promise.
Are you in slavery, Tom? It seems like you are kind of a bit of a slave at the moment.
I'm not that slavery-ish.
I'm not
for Tom.
Tom.
I'm a slave for money, Owen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you like that money, don't you?
I like it. I roll in it every night.
You love it. Money's... That's a Boston thing. They love it.
They do. We just always have large stacks of money around us.
Is that what you do?
It's like the Departed.
It's like that big black guy from the Breaking Bads. You just lay on it like a big pile.
After I shower and I'm still a little moist and damp, I just roll in it all over.
Got
my
that
body.
Jew in you? Got that?
Oh yeah. Everybody's got a little Jew in
you. Everybody got a little Jew in you.
I have no Jew in me.
Guys, it's been another edition of the Ono Radio Show.
Hey, it has.
Been happy to have you guys in the studio once again. I know you were late, Tom.
Sorry,
we'll be docking
guys.
That out of your paycheck next week.
Oh, God.
I hope you don't expect the full one.
I thought we were getting paid with the $40 donation.
The money that I was going to use on him, I put on yours.
Right on.
I didn't get any of
it. So I can literally buy a stick of gum.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like an additional 35 cents.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that new.
Mm-hmm. We're all getting a Christmas bonus. It's not even Christmas yet.
You guys, I'm a generous boss.
I mean,
do some plugs, Zach!
Plugs, what do we got? All right, so we got Facebook group. What is it called? Facebook.com/Ono Radio Show?
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah.
Is that it?
All right, so
go follow us there. Like us. Give us a fucking rating. We're a pretty fucking good podcast. You like it. So like it on our social media. We got Instagram. Go follow us there. Definitely go check us out. Where else we got? OnoRadioShow.com.
We got the group you need to get into. If you're not in the group, it's facebook.com/groups/Ono Radio Show. Always some hijinks going on in there. That's where the death pool takes place. That's where everything
ongoing.
Going on.
Are we bringing Warp
the
Wednesdays
culture.
Back?
Warp
Wednesdays,
I feel
like, Wednesdays,
I feel
like might be starting to brew. I've heard some rumors about Warp.
It felt good. It felt good to post
Michael
a Warp.
Dorn called me the other day and told me that if we don't start Warp Wednesdays, he's going to go bankrupt. So we have to do it again.
Okay.
The people Warp have spoken.
People have spoken. Thanks, guys, for listening. All of you out there. Shout outs to our boy, you know, JT Money. And,
And all the listeners in the chat room.
Everybody
thanks
that's popped in and out. Thanks for sticking around. It's been a good night. And we'll see you next week.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Eat them. Eat them. Eat them. Eat them. Eat them.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Eat the dicks.
Eat them.